Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of the guys, believe it or not, that is linked to the Giants is this J.J. McCarthy because, you know, he fits the mold.
And when you do air quotes for our radio audience that can't see it, fits the mold, meaning what?
Eli Manning, Daniel Jones, kind of understated, definitely a leader, but just not somebody who's going to be, you know, out there, you know, like Baker Mayfield was when he was in Cleveland.
Okay.
He's not going to be doing a million commercials. He's not going to be doing all of that stuff. He's not going to embarrass the franchise. And, you know, this is why people are thinking, you know, the Giants have a lot of interest in J.J. McCarthy. So the question is, do they do it at number six or do they trade out of there, get up another couple assets and still have enough room to be able to pick him up somewhere in the top 15 if that's the case? I mean, we're like right now in the silly season when it comes to all this.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of things I'll throw out, silly season things I'll throw out there. So, you know, Rich Eisen, by the way, Marconi award-winning Rich Eisen, he threw out there that the Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones, 100% done, buyer's remorse on the contract and all of those things. And then I hear Mike Tannenbaum, who I don't even know if I could believe anymore with some of the stuff he was throwing out there, like the Jets are going to have Russell Wilson as a backup quarterback to Aaron Rodgers. But he said that he would be surprised if J.J. McCarthy got past pick number five in the first round. So those are two silly season things that I heard yesterday. But the Giants, I mean, and we have talked about this now for months, but it really does make too much sense for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. You got to get your guy. You have to. If you're really going to go down with an injury-prone, inconsistent Daniel Jones when this was your opportunity to rebuild the Giants, you're nuts.
Here's the one thing that I worry about. You know, Brian Daboll has a certain offense that he and Mike Kafka run. That offense is it requires a quarterback that is going to be able to run. And is J.J. McCarthy fit the Giant offense, or will they fit the offense around the player? It should fit the offense around the player. That's the way it always should be. It should never be the other way around. But, you know, if you had your druthers, the guy that, you know, if he puts on about 15 pounds to run this offense would be Jaden McDaniels.
Jaden Daniels. Yeah, Jaden, for sure.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Yes, thank
you. Yeah, I mean, and he has to, as you said, he was 205, which is not a great frame for a guy like that. Yeah, I mean, that would be, so when you say, you know, fits the mold of the Giant quarterback, that's more from what John Mara has put out there and what the organization has put out there. As far as fits the mold for the Brian Daboll Giants, I don't know if J.J. McCarthy is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you see these highlights from Jaden Daniels, you're like, holy God, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
But he also is really, really skinny. And that's why he's got to grow up. He's got to mature. And look, if they're moving on from Daniel Jones, it doesn't mean that they'll move on from him this year. They may draft somebody and make them sit behind Daniel Jones.
Well, they're going to have to, because unless Daniel Jones is hurt again or terrible, and that's probably the smartest thing to do, because you're going to have to, you get out of the contract after this coming season. You're going to have to pay him this year and have him on the roster this year. So it probably, and you give Daniel Jones an opportunity to play well in essentially what's another walk year for him, his second in 3 years. But that's what that's probably the smartest thing to do. And then maybe get the rookie in the back end of the season, like you got Patrick Mahomes in with the Chiefs, and do the Kansas City model.
Yeah, and I think most people think that in the NFL, wherever Kirk Cousins decides to go, that's when everything will start to fall into place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.